Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
.624 WCCO on the morning news. Dave Lou with the great to have you with. We'll be talking to politics here with the Blois this morning. Right now, as a matter of fact, in our conversation with Paul Gazelka earlier this week here on the morning show, we talked about the fishing opener and if they'd be willing out on that boat to talk about the budget negotiations.
The governor has invited myself and the speaker and the two minority leaders of the House and Senate. So it adds Senator Bach and Representative Dowd. So it's going to be like getting the band back together again. Who knows? We might hammer out an agreement on the boat.
And he, Blois, is indicating to us through the conversation that, in fact, they may talk about that on Saturday.
Oh, I think they will. And I think that there are discussions behind the scenes, certainly between Democrats and the governor on, you know, what they're willing to go to make a deal here. The interesting dynamic there is you're going to add Minority Leader Bach and Minority Leader Dowd to the vote and or to the conversation. And the fact of the matter is that the last few budget deals that have been crafted were those two gentlemen kind of framing up the horse trading or the money trading at the end of the session. And so those guys are probably more perceived as deal makers. And so it'll be interesting to see if they become a catalyst in the negotiations. But I think even today and before they get to Albert Lea, they're going to start kind of tossing trial balloons back and forth privately.
What about the joint convention to select U of M regents today at noon, Blois? What's happening there?
Well, this is something the legislature is charged to do with, but it became more contentious this year. DFLers, especially in the Minnesota House, have contended that the regent candidates that have been selected to vote on have not been diverse enough. They have not been from the right parts of the community, that they're usually business leaders or former lawmakers. And so they were kind of holding up this vote. But this is one of the signs that partisanship and kind of gridlock is not it's not happening over there, because they kind of agreed to do this week after the budget negotiations fell apart. So it was kind of like, we can't get the budget done, but let's look at some things we can get done in a bipartisan way. And this region vote today is a big one.
The vice president's in town and in the state today.
Yeah, he'll be in Glendon this morning about noon. He's going to visit a farm up there. And obviously that's going to raise a lot of questions about trade and tariffs, especially as the president is negotiating trade with China right now. That's going to cover kind of two media markets, North Dakota and Minnesota, in northwestern Minnesota. And then this afternoon, about 4:30, he'll be in St. Paul. He'll visit a steel plant. And that's a whole different message on trade and tariffs, because the steel industry has actually thrived since some of the tariffs have gone into effect. And so Minnesota is kind of going to be at the center point of the national discussion on trade and tariffs with the vice president's visit.
How'd Beto O'Rourke do in Lakeville yesterday?
You know, he had over 100 people at that brew pub. They are energized. They're Beto maniacs, as they call them. I think drawing 100 people on a Wednesday night in Lakeville shows that there is a lot of excitement. But again, that field is crowded. But I think it shows that, you know, we're going to have a presidential primary for the first time in 2020 in Minnesota. It shows that if Amy Klobuchar is still in the race and some of these other maybe more energetic candidates are still in the race, that Amy Klobuchar is going to have to fight and claw to win Minnesota.
You know, before I let you go, one of the cool things growing up in a small town is your local newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a piece in there today about the local newspaper going away, the Warroad Pioneer, apparently.
Yeah, they published for the last time this week. And You know, local news, especially in rural parts in greater Minnesota, is becoming more and more challenging for people to get. So just be mindful of that, and reminds us we have to look for those stories.
Blois, appreciate your time. What's your website? We can read more today in the newsletter.
You can go to wccoradio.com/morningtake, and there's links to subscribe.
Okay, have a great day, Blois. I will talk to you soon, okay? Got a couple questions
All right,
for you
good
later.
Day.
All right, he is Blois Olson, WCCO. We check traffic and weather next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.